If you visit a bookstore, pull a book off the shelf and flip it over, you'll usually see two prices, one in U.S. dollars and another in Canadian. That Canadian price looks higher, but it's intended to be on par with the U.S. price to reflect the different value of the two countries' dollars. Well, recently, bookstores in Canada have been fielding lots of customer complaints. That's because the Canadian dollar has risen, which means those prices that look higher are higher. Steve Bednarchuk is a co-owner of Audrey's Books in Edmonton, Alberta, and he joins us to help figure this out. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Melissa.
Let's take one example, the book The Age of Turbulence by Alan Greenspan, which lists in the U.S. at $35, I believe. In Canada, it lists at $42. But based on the exchange rate that I saw just before I came in to talk to you, that book in Canada really should be $33, not $42. And that's the discrepancy that consumers are so upset about.
That's exactly right, yes. It was fine when our dollar was weak and we were accustomed to paying slightly more for books. But now, of course, however, book prices have been coming down steadily but not keeping pace entirely with the difference in our currencies.
So your bookstore has announced that you are going to do something about all this. What are you doing?
We're now selling American dual-priced books at their U.S. price rather than the Canadian price. We're finding that the disparity in cover pricing is still averaging 20 to 25% above U.S. list prices. I can't stomach it, so I don't know how a consumer can either. So we just made the decision to reduce our prices to U.S., and there we go.
So if you're selling books at U.S. prices in Canada, are you losing money?
We're not losing money, but our margins have been cut razor thin at this point.
But you figure that maybe if you get more customers in and they buy other stuff, then maybe that helps the bottom line.
Yes, and our volume has gone up considerably, but we do need that. We need to, because of this average discount that we're experiencing, we need to double or better our volume in order for this to remain something that we can sustain for a time.
Were customers coming into the store and really complaining to you? Were they angry about it?
It's not that we had so many complaints, but we did have some comments. We heard anecdotally from our customers, from friends, that individuals were saving their purchases up for their business trips to the States, their vacation south of the border. We were hearing that the Canadian Post Office is plugged with packages coming from the U.S., Canadians purchasing online all kinds of merchandise. And, of course, the concern is if we're hearing a little of it, what is the real factor? How many times more individuals are choosing to buy fewer books from Canadian sources, from our bookstore? So our response wasn't prompted by the fact that our sales were suddenly dipping. It was the concern that they were imminently about to dip.
Now, you want publishers to do something about this, make a more equitable pricing system. Do you think they'll do that?
To credit them, they have reduced new book prices on a steady basis. We're anticipating, there have been announcements already that the midwinter list will be at par from some publishers, not all yet. But our concern isn't so much with new book prices improving, it's with the vast inventory still in the pipeline. I don't know how Canadian distributors and U.S. publishers can expect consumers to keep paying substantial premiums for older books. We can't keep asking our customers to overpay, and that's really where we're at. We're overpaying.
Well, Mr. Bednarchuk, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.
Steve Bednarchuk is co-owner of the independent bookstore Audrey's Books in Edmonton, Alberta. And if you're keeping track, the Canadian dollar closed at $1.03 American today. That's down a bit from Friday.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.